produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858. God
will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say,
take all. Woo. I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him, say,
set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Hey. Pouring out my life, gracefully
gracefully broken. Set again.
Here I am, here I am.
now. Yes. All to Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender.
I surrender.
You want to throw your hands up and say, I surrender.
I surrender.
Say, I surrender.
I surrender.
All that I am, I surrender.
I surrender.
Have your way, use it all. I surrender.
I surrender.
To your will and to your way, I surrender.
I surrender.
Use my life for your glory. Say, I surrender.
Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, asking for your people to get out of their own way, Lord God, and to begin to just hear your voice and to know that you still sit high and that you still look low. And that no matter what it is that we need down here on this green pasture that you have provided for us to just to allow you to be God all by yourself, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to cover Finding My Way Radio and all that broadcast through Finding My Way Radio. And Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to remove me and allow the people to see the light that you shine through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Great day, everyone. And so I'm so grateful to be here with you here on today and to share with you about Jonah on today. Of talking about feelings and faith on today. I'm so grateful that oftentimes we do get into our feelings in life, right? Many of us have been there where we get into our feelings, where we want things our way. And the fact that God gives us so many amazing things throughout our life journey, but yet still oftentimes we get into our own feelings and want to do things our way when we know that that great old book gives us the instructions of what it is that he wants us to do. And then sometimes he comes to us in the quiet late night hour or throughout the day, and he speaks a word to us of some tasks and some things that he wants us to do. And so many of us, we can relate to the story of Jonah, of how he, ran. He ran. He was a foreigner, a foreign missionary, right? And many of us, we're missionaries that are here in the kingdom where, we're set out to do things. To do things as a missionary, to help others. And so even in the midst of Jonah, if you read Jonah chapter 1:1-3, where, Jonah runs from God. And in the midst of him running, and running from God, he was swallowed up by a great whale. And so many of you know that even if you're the best swimmer in the world, no one wants to be caught in the belly of a whale, right? It's a really dark, lonely place there, and you just never know if you're going to make it out of that situation. But, you know, having the faith the size of a mustard seed of knowing that even sometimes when we get into our feelings, even when we continue to run and run and run, that God is still in the midst, that he has not forgotten us, even when we think that he has forgotten about us. And so I'm forever grateful on today of that, even though as stubborn as Jonah was, and in the midst of reading the story of Jonah, you could come up with many, many predictions of how you think that the story was going to end. And what do you think of some of the things that, you know, Jonah was thinking in the midst of all of his choices that he made on his own, and how, you know, he in the midst at the end, he kept the faith. He had the faith of reaching back and knowing that God would be there. And God put a word in his belly that not only to save himself, but to save the people, of the Ninevites, you know, which was of a wicked city. And so many of us can contest that in our state, in our country, that there's some wicked people, some wicked things that happens, you know, and us of being that vessel, right? We're that vessel of that book that some people never will get a chance to read. And so of opening your mouth and sharing the tests and the trials and your story of the things that you have gone through, people will begin to see the great in God in you, right? Sometimes that light just shines even without you even opening up your mouth. And so the life that we live is super, super important of living a great, great life. And so Jonah's prayer within the sea of the creatures subsequently delivered the great Ninevites, the revival of the Ninevites. And so, you know, you can imagine of how he just was like, just throw me over, right? He knew that on this boat or the ship when he was on there, that he was a dead weight because he just wasn't obeying God. He just wasn't obeying what it is that he wanted him to do. And so he was truly swallowed up by that whale. And so later he did. He preached to those people, calling for them to the whole city to repent. And so repentance is one thing that is, you know, no matter what you have done in your life, there's still room for you at the cross. And I'm so grateful about that. Many of us, you know, all of us, so to say, I can really honestly say that we fall short each and every day. But yet, you know, in the midst of getting into our feelings, many of us can get into our feelings of things that others have done, right? And we feel that they should live much more better than what they did or have. And the fact that, you know, many of us, we've fallen short, and people look at you and say things, and we really get into our feelings, right? As children, you know, as my mom of growing up, you know, she would chastise you of things that you didn't do so well or that you wasn't really supposed to be doing. And you knew that. And oftentimes we would get into our feelings, even if the teacher happens to call our parents or our guardians to, you know, express those feelings. And you get into your feelings. Many of us have siblings or have cousins that we love just as we love our siblings, and people that, you know, come into our lifestyle. And so those people don't always mean us well, but sometimes they can tell us about ourselves, right? They can pull your coattail a little bit, and you get into your feelings. And so even in the midst of all the things that Jonah had definitely gone through along his journey, and, you know, definitely read the book of Jonah. It is amazing, amazing. And you can get so many key points of different views about what's your perception about Jonah. But the one thing that really, really stuck out to me the most is that, you know, he repented, and, you know, his faith really carried him through. You know, I'm sure there were many people of praying or know that he was that chosen one. And so to really look over your life and just to see how chosen we really are, we are chosen people. And each and every day that God allows you to open up your eyes and to just see. And even in the midst, many of us, you know, we're called for something and we just keep running and keep running and keep running. And so with it, Jonah is really Israel, right? He's really Israel. The sea is Gentile nations in general. And this fish is Babylon captivity. And so in the midst of all of this, if you read 2 Kings 14:25, refers to Jonah as a historical person. His hometown is given along the place of his father, the king served under. And then it goes on to say Jesus testified to literally account for Jonah. And so being accounted for is a lot. I'm grateful that I was accounted for on today. I'm grateful that all of the listeners here at Finding My Way Radio has been accounted for. And so that means a whole lot. Some people weren't accounted for on today. And that's a blessing to be here another day to get your journey right. You know, in the midst of reading this amazing book of this basic instruction before leaving Earth and having that Wi-Fi connection that I always talk about, it's amazing of how you can really feel convicted even without someone chastising you, right? Through the Holy Spirit, he can definitely chastise you for you to get your life in order. And so I want to offer you, you know, salvation on today. There's room at the cross for you and I to do what we need to do to get it right so that we can see our loved ones again. So that we can be that vessel that's here that can pour into someone else's life, right? We go through many tests along this journey. It's not say that your test that you've gone through is right or wrong the way that you've gone through it. But the importance of it all is the testimonial that you get to share in the midst. After all the storm and the clouds have passed over, I'm sure of being out there on sea where it was super dark already, super dark out there, and the tides that were hitting up against the boat. And you telling these people that are on the boat, the men that are on the boat, to cast you over because you're dead weight. And they're contemplating of, they don't want your blood on their hands, right? And so just think of it as that sinner that's out there that never, ever, ever picked up a book to read, that their blood is casted on your hands. And, you know, to tell them about the good old Lord and all that he has done for you. Right? We get excited about when Christmas Day comes and the different holidays that come. Or, you know, we get a new pair of shoes or something that really, really, you know, we get excited about. But we tend to hide what God has truly, truly done for us. Many feel ashamed or many feel that, you know, they don't really want to really share it. Or should I really share it? Where, as if you share it, you never know who on the other end that you're delivering with your tests and trials that you have gone through. And so I'm forever grateful of all of the storms in life that I have gone through, that I can be that beacon of light, that God continues to tap into me each and every day to read and stand firm on his word, that I can share the goodness of how I can see a little bit of Jonah what's inside of myself. We all get a little stubborn along the way. We all fall short each and every day of all the things. And you'd be surprised of people that surround you, even on your 9-to-5, maybe in your church family, that, you know, they come. They're churchgoers, right? Many of us can be churchgoers and go and sit on the pew or sit in the temple and kneel down to pray, but still just really don't know just how good God is. And so it's super important that each and every day or every time that you enter into the temple of God, that when they ask you to share your testimonial and you feel that urge on the end of your seat that you want to stand up and tell and shout from the mountaintop of what God has done for you and how he has delivered you, do so. Someone in that room needs to hear that, right? And so it's important. There's so many wicked people out here. And so every chance that you get, speak. Speak life into someone. Someone's living in darkness. The way that Jonah was in the belly of that whale and not knowing if they'll ever get to see light again. Just think about it. Of all the rotten things that probably was in the belly of that whale. All the things and the smells and the things that he had to endure in the midst of being in that whale. Could you imagine how awful it may have smelled? And to know that I have a God that I serve, that I know that he can get me out of this. I've been running for a mighty long time. And sometimes in the midst of running for a mighty long time, sometimes it honestly takes, even though we're not physically in the belly of a whale, but we be running so much that we don't realize that he has to sometimes sit us still to put some things and some roadblocks in our way and capture us. And that's the nurturing part. He captured him. He captured him in that whale. God created that whale and captured him in the belly of that whale so that he could sit still and so that he can be obedient. And sometimes, you know, we have one mouth and two ears, my grandma always stated. So you can listen twice as much. And so some of us, we talk so much and we go so much with the two legs that we have. And sometimes we listen to the wrong things to where we don't really know what's right from wrong. But what we do know is that you can truly reflect back to your basic instruction book. And so Jonah knew that God would never leave him. And so in the midst, it left him in a quiet space where he can truly reflect on and hear what it was that God really wanted him to do. And so I'm forever grateful that he, you know, really found his calling, and not only just to deliver himself, but he delivered a whole city, a whole city. And so when you're asked to do a task, complete that task. Do it with grace. Sometimes we can get a little stubborn in our feelings, and sometimes we have to sit down and ask God, God, what is it that you're trying to say to me? What is it that you want me to do? Which way will you have me to go? Sometimes we have to do just that. And so I'm forever grateful. Definitely listen to the melodies of this song, and hopefully Tasha Cobbs will definitely bless you on today and believing that you are possible, and that even in the midst of him nurturing you and sometimes holding you in captivity in the belly of the whale so that you can really see what's going along in that journey. And it makes me really reflect back to the old nursery rhyme of row, row, row your boat. You know, when we really, really think of these nursery rhymes from back of elementary school or adolescent and sitting on the carpet and learning these. Row, row, row your boat gently, gently down the stream. And in life, you know, with the Wi-Fi that the world gives, we want everything so instantaneously. And it says to roll it merrily, 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 gently down the stream. Life is but a dream. And so, you know, we're dreaming with our eyes open. And so in the midst, go out, share your story, and put your stubbornness to the side. And sometimes we got to get out of our own way so that God can get in the midst to help us to propel where it is that we're trying to get to. And sometimes we can't do it on our own. We cannot. And so I'm so forever grateful that my Wi-Fi source is forever connected to me and sometimes puts stumbling blocks in your way. Even in the midst when you're driving in your car and you're so in a hurry to get from point A to point B, an ambulance may get in the way. It may be an accident along the way. Those things are in the way for a reason. And sometimes we get so flustered of those things in the way. We have that little bit of road rage, right? And so Just look at those roadblocks of things of sometimes just sitting you still or preventing some things that's down the way because he still has more work in the vineyard for you to do. And so take heed of those things on today. And so hopefully this blesses someone on today. It reaches someone that, you know, you'll put your feelings to the side and allow the faith of God to really, really move through you and to help you throughout this journey, to help you to make the journey a little bit easier. Yes, are we going to have trials and tribulations? Yes, they have made you whom you are today, right? Who you are and whom you are today. It's super important. So go out and be blessed. I thank each and every one of you for taking time to tune in with us here at Finding My Way on the Nurture by Natasha channel here on today. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Even our replay viewers, we greatly appreciate you as well. You can find me on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page. And we go live there on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can definitely tune in and watch the replay. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Periscope. And so definitely check us out on those different platforms. Check out our website over at nurturebynatasha.com, where we help you to put the mask on you by nurturing you. It's super important each and every day to find that quiet place. Find that serenity space inside your castle, that war room inside your car, wherever that place may be, so that you can always stay connected to his unchanging hands. And so I appreciate each and every one of you. Have an amazing, amazing week. And until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.